Picture a billionaire living alone in a vast mansion. When asked about his family, he replies simply, "No one." Now imagine a ski instructor with rosy cheeks from sunshine, surrounded by a loving family, waking to breathtaking mountain views. Who's wealthier? Our cultural programming screams the first answer, but something deeper whispers otherwise. We've been sold a narrow definition of prosperity, one measured in dollars, possessions, and status symbols. Yet countless people reach the summit of financial success only to discover they've climbed the wrong mountain entirely. This disconnect between outer achievement and inner fulfillment has created an epidemic of what might be called success sickness. People who are cash rich yet life poor, professionally accomplished yet personally empty. The solution lies not in rejecting material wealth, but in understanding that true prosperity flows through 8 distinct channels, each as vital as money itself. Genuine wealth reveals itself through 8 currencies: growth, wellness, family, craft, money, community, adventure, and service. Think of these as instruments in an orchestra. Money might be the loudest, but without the others, there's no symphony. Consider the parable of a boy chasing a house with golden windows across the valley. When he finally arrives, he discovers the glow was merely sunlight's reflection. Turning back, he sees his own home ablaze with golden light. We're that boy, chasing reflections while our real treasures sit unnoticed at home. Personal growth forms the foundation beneath all other forms of wealth. Without it, we remain trapped in limiting patterns regardless of bank balance. This means moving from the egoic self, shaped by past hurts, to the heroic self, your authentic, wisest nature. Gandhi captured this: "The only devils in the world are those running around inside ourselves." A father-son story illustrates: unable to reassemble a torn globe picture, the father flipped it to reveal a person underneath. Once you get yourself together, your world will be okay. Practical growth means releasing resentments before they accumulate into a resentment stack that drains energy. Recognize that fears are ghost stories, discomfort signals progress, and reading represents a superpower. Small steps compound into giant gains, making consistency more valuable than occasional heroic efforts. Health represents wealth without which money means nothing. Simple practices create profound effects. Forest bathing reduces blood pressure and anxiety while enhancing creativity. Daily movement becomes the elixir for an exceptional life, while food transforms into medicine. Epigenetics reveals genes aren't destiny. Lifestyle choices powerfully alter gene expression. 4 techniques help rewire neural pathways: writing a "how could this be worse" paragraph for perspective, practicing savoring, improving self-talk, and helping others. Meditation, even 5-minute doses, keeps you centered while promoting optimism and longevity. Add moderate sunlight, eliminate sugar for 30 days, and take dopamine detoxes to break addiction to constant stimulation. Quality sleep proves non-negotiable. As George Bernard Shaw noted, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing." A loving family represents life's sweetest reward, a currency far more valuable than money. True wealth requires both financial security and rich human connections. When a mother asked a motorcycle gang to slow down for her grandchildren, they responded, "Ma'am, your granddaughter is our granddaughter. We'll be very careful. Family extends beyond blood." Build your love account through daily kindness and savoring small moments. Grudges poison bonds. 2 brothers lost 50 years over a forgotten disagreement, reconciling only days before one died. Your choice of mate determines roughly 90% of your joy, making it life's most consequential decision. Find someone who complements rather than needs fixing. Shared values sustain relationships better than the myth that opposites attract. For friendships, ancient wisdom applies. If you have 3 great friends, you're rich. The 10,000 dinners question offers perspective. Can you imagine having dinner with someone that many times? True gifts are given without expectation, and listening completely is a holy act. One of our highest human hungers is the need for meaning, addressed through the wealth dimension of craft. While overwork damages health and relationships, wise balance with work and commitment to skillful execution honors our talents and delivers value to others. A job becomes misery only when you ignore the opportunity for mastery. Consider a nun playing classical organ in an empty country church, performing as if for thousands, despite being completely alone. This devotion exemplifies the commitment to craft that transforms work into art. The path to mastery combines personal responsibility with trust in larger forces. We don't get lucky, we make lucky. Creating a stop doing list alongside to-do lists recognizes that a meaningful life is sometimes more about what you remove than what you add. Quality craftsmanship extends to unseen details, illustrated by Steve Jobs' father insisting on painting both sides of a fence because we will see the inside. Each person has a Project X, a magnum opus that fills them with excitement and purpose. Discover this singular enterprise rather than pursuing 100 smaller projects. Practical productivity includes setting the daily five small wins to accomplish each day, and thinking like an artist regardless of profession. Balance work intensity with rest. When working, work swiftly and intensely. When not working, enjoy life fully. Financial freedom means having enough to live on your terms. Money must serve you, not enslave you. Howard Hughes offers a stark warning. Despite enormous wealth, he died alone in a darkened penthouse, battling addiction and declining health. Money isn't evil. It solves problems and enables good, but it must be a gateway to goodness, not a prison. Upgrade financial abundance by healing money wounds, false beliefs formed throughout life. Four practices help. Treat yourself like royalty to increase deserving, visit wealthy places to absorb prosperity energy, inventory negative money beliefs, and create an ideal life collage visualizing your desired lifestyle. Physical vitality fuels financial success. Nearly every money master is extraordinarily fit. Better health equals more energy, greater productivity, and higher income. Gratitude acts as a money printer. What you appreciate, appreciates. Habits beat IQ. Live beneath your means, develop focus, maintain positivity. The best investment? Yourself. To make a million, help a million. Shift from consumer to creator, solving meaningful problems. Your network determines your net worth and self-worth. One conversation with an inspiring person can transform your worldview. Surround yourself with people who think, produce, and live better than you do. You'll always perform better alongside better players. Building community wealth starts with reliability. Do what you say you'll do. Start a mastermind alliance of like-minded individuals who meet regularly to share progress. Handwritten thank you notes create unexpected impact in our digital age. Karma isn't mystical, it's practical. Good things happen to people who do good things. Increase charisma through simple practices. Use people's names, be on time, show genuine interest, and treat everyone as if you might never see them again. Talk to people different from yourself. Your growth lives in the blue ocean, not the safe harbor. Dig your well before you're thirsty by building relationships before you need them. Make others feel special, following Nelson Mandela's example of leaving bitterness behind to create meaningful connections. Too many people live the same year 80 times, repeating routines, thoughts, and worries. Adventure adds wonder through travel, books, and fresh experiences. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Fear not death, but never having truly lived." Service to others represents the culmination of wealth. Being good to people makes you wealthy in ways that matter most. Psychologist Abraham Maslow added, "Self-transcendence above self-actualization." Our highest hunger is to exist for something greater than ourselves. Alexander the Great's legendary last wishes offer perspective. The world's best doctors carry his coffin. Medicine cannot prevent death. His wealth be scattered along the procession. Money remains on earth, and his hands hang outside his coffin. We are born with nothing and die empty-handed. Lead without a formal title. Leadership is the opposite of victimhood. Your heart is wiser than your head. Follow your authentic self. Nothing makes life more beautiful than perpetual kindness. Start a love revolution through small acts of caring. Take the high road in all interactions and perform 3 anonymous acts of goodness daily. Live fully so you can die empty, having given everything you came here to give.